Hundreds of demonstrators marched through the streets of Brooklyn, marking 2 years since Eric Garner died after an NYPD police officer put him in a chokehold while arresting him. A video captured the 43-year-old African-American father being tackled to the ground, pleading, "I can't breathe," before losing consciousness. The incident was followed by other police killings of unarmed black civilians. Trailed by civil rights activist Reverend Al Sharpton, Garner's mother, and other family members, protesters, most members of the Black Lives Matter movement, headed to Prospect Park for a gathering in honor of Garner and others who have been killed by alleged police brutality.
It will continue to happen. We have no choice but to fight. So those of us that came from Mass Action Network, those with the Justice Committee, it doesn't matter what group we are, we are all in the same boat. Those that are black, those that are white, those that are Latino, those that are Asian, we are all in the same boat. We will fight for justice.
In recent weeks, widespread protests broke out again across the country following the deaths of three unarmed African-American men in Louisiana, Minnesota, and New York. Tensions escalated after five police officers were killed and several others wounded when a gunman opened fire on a protest march in Dallas.
As you see in Dallas, those were good police that got murdered. And why did they get murdered? Because of the bad police. See, people taking the action, they just looking at them like they weren't insane. But see, it's the same way that the police look at us.
According to a 2015 investigation by The Guardian, 102 of 464 people killed in incidents with law enforcement officers were not carrying weapons and were unarmed.
Recent police killings of unarmed African Americans has reopened the dialogue about race relations in the United States and the black community's relationship with law enforcement. As protesters take to the street calling for reform, police departments nationwide have announced that they'll be implementing new safety tactics after five law enforcement officers were killed in Dallas. Susan Madaris, Press TV, New York.